Dun, 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 dun. Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices.
Woo!
I am Tony Diggs.
Had a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gump, you know?
Had a baby me.
Had a baby Gumpy. How are the fucking Reds doing? And by the Reds, I don't mean Cincinnati.
So they're all over them. They just can't score.
Liverpool is tied up
0-0.
0-0 at half. Dortmund's up 1-0 on Man City. 2-2 aggregate, but
City has two away goals. Uh-huh. Dortmund was great value. Dortmund was actually, I think I mentioned it yesterday, they were close to plus 400 money line there, Tony.
Good value.
Hey, come on, you Reds. 2-0. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
It's all we need for all you haters.
Pal, mid, how are you doing in the back?
Good. Why do you need 2-0, Gump? I'm kind of confused here.
So they lost the first leg in against Real Madrid. Real Madrid's home game 3-1.
Okay.
So they need 2-0 because they have the away goal. If you tie 3-3, they have the away goal to go through.
So it's an advancement like goals thing. Okay.
Yeah. It's an advancement goals thing.
But I'll explain it to you one day, Mitt. It is very confusing.
So far on the day, I'm 2-1 with the under 3.5 Milwaukee and Chicago Cubs.
Here we go.
The Cubs cannot hit.
No. Arrieta got rocked too. He'd been pitching well.
So yeah, he had like a 2.3 ERA, but his expected ERA for the season was like 5-something. Something to look at there.
I like that move to bring him back, though. I thought the Red Sox would do the same with John Lester this year. You know, it just felt right. Come home, Johnny.
And then the Brewers, first 5 minutes, a half minus 124, 3-0.
That guy's a good pitcher, huh? Burns?
Fucking Burnsy is, let me see him, 12
and
a third.
20 Ks in 12 innings pitch.
Before this game, yeah, 12 and a third, 20 Ks, one earned run. His stats today are as follows. He went 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, no earned runs, 10 Ks.
10?
10 Ks in 6 innings.
Jesus.
Fucking Burnsy's on the bump. We're coming home.
That's Brewers Burnsy.
I had KC, or I had the Angels minus 128.
No, thank you.
Because
no, thank
Brad
you.
Keller has an ERA of 19.29 this season, but he's throwing a fucking gem.
The guy for the Angels pitching also stunk, unfortunately.
Well,
Mr. Canning.
He only gave up two, and not that that's great, but he gave up 2 and 5. So that's what I got going on so far today. You have the Boston Red Sox. I have the Boston Red Sox. If we would have taken them top five, they'd be up 3-2 right now. Or first five, they'd be up 3-2 right now. It'd be sitting pretty.
We couldn't, though, Tony.
We couldn't because they have a doubleheader today. And they're
that is
7.
The only time I will take a full game is because of these stupid... Get rid of it. We don't... it's a full season. We're playing 162 games. Doubleheaders can be 9 innings. We don't need a man starting on second fucking base in the 10th inning either. This isn't Little League. This isn't Mickey Mouse. This is Major League Baseball. Let the boys play.
The only time I like the guy on second base is when the team...
Maybe the 15th inning.
The team that I bet on is the home team, and they are down one run with a guy starting on second base. I do enjoy that quite a bit, but the other way around, I do not enjoy.
Well, just give it a few innings. If it gets to the 12th, sure. You know what I mean? You don't need it right away in the 10th.
No, I fucking hear you, dude.
This is real baseball.
Last night, I went 5-2, MLB.
Blake Snell.
The Pirates walked 13 and I believe gave up. I don't know, but they somehow beat the fucking Padres.
Yeah.
We had a bad beat on the under 229.5 in Portland. Celtics, that was tough.
Yarborough got rocked again for the Rays, too. I'm starting to worry about that Rays team, Tony. I am starting to worry about that team.
We will cover that in about 10 minutes. So it's Wednesday. So we'll get to MLB. We'll get to our NBA picks. We'll get to Nicky Skates is coming in. Maybe a little NFL draft talk.
Whoa.
And obviously the boost. But Wednesday is always one day before the next PGA Tour event.
Checks out.
It does check out. This week they are at the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head. Beautiful course, Harbertown. Beautiful course. So as always, we have our golf expert, Mr. Cutmaker himself, host of the Cupmaker Pod, Cupmaker Jeff. Welcome to Hammer Don.
Good to be here, boys. Hammer Don.
Good to see you're still fucking upright and breathing after your time in Vegas for the Masters. How are you, dude?
Great, buddy. This is going to be a fun tournament. This is a really, really tough handicap this week, so I'm excited to talk about it because, man, anybody can win this one.
I was telling the boys, I mean, anybody can bet on the Masters and the big ones because everyone's playing stuff like that. It's these smaller ones where we got nitty-gritty and where the cut maker comes into play, correct?
Yeah, and I, guys, this is a week where I got a super long shot that's going to be a lot of fun. I got a guy bet a 400-1.
400-1?
Yes. I think I found him at 400-1. He's over 300-1 on FanDuel. We'll get there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's exciting. And I got especially a top 10, like a top 20 play. Imagine if you can find a guy top 20 at 10-1.
Yeah.
That means it's a fun tournament.
That is a fun tournament. We will fucking touch on that. That's called a tease. Hey, you gave out Will Zalatoris has a long shot at the Masters. He came home second place finish. So if you added him top 5, top 10, top 20. And Pat interviewed him today on Pat McAfee show. Fucking very, very likable human being. How do you feel about Bill Zalatoris this weekend?
You know, I like him. I am, you know, now, you know, there are other guys I like better. I'm not going to lie. He's certainly a ball striker, but he hasn't played here. And so I'm looking at a couple guys who have played here. I like him Morikawa is the same way, right? Mm-hmm. Morikawa is a guy. They're both really, really good ball strikers. My thing is, if the wind picks up here, a guy like Morikawa hasn't had a ton of success on Pete Dye courses, and I think they're priced in. Zalatoris, his Masters success is priced into this week, and so it's tough, man. When you were looking at some other thoroughbreds around that same price range as Zalatoris, I like Zalatoris, but man, it's tough this week because it's hard for me to take Zalatoris in the same price range as say Daniel Berger, Paul Casey, Abe Anser.
You did take him though at 66-1 to win the next major, I believe, correct?
I did, and that's the value of being on our text messages, right?
Yep.
You know, I think it's the importance of that and the live play. I mean, I sent out Zalatoris, I think on Friday or Saturday at 66-1 for the PGA Championship. He's down to 40. I thought, and I know you caught on to this as well, Tone, that, you know, on Saturday night, it was a bad price on Hideki Matsuyama.
Dude, minus 120 with a 4-stroke lead?
It was crazy. I mean, at worst, it should have been 150, and, you know, I had it at minus 200. So, you know, you get it at minus 115, 120, I mean, that's literally the time to hammer down. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the dictionary definition of hammer down, which is exactly what I did that night, and it really helped when the guys like Cantlay and Berger we had didn't come through. That really helped offset a lot of that. I pounded that thing, and fortunately, he hung on to the end.
Jeff, I don't know what fucking accent you're doing for hammer down there, but
it's French.
but I'll take it. All right, so
you like Donnie Berger this weekend?
Donnie Berger.
Danny Berger, Donnie Berger
from fuck Adam Sandler. Dude.
There you go. There you go.
All right. So give me some of your favorites this weekend. Who you like going into tomorrow?
So guys, I have a rule at short courses. You always play Webb Simpson.
Okay.
But the problem is Webb Simpson is damn near the favorite. And so I wouldn't expect. It's really hard to play Webb Simpson. He's the favorite. He could certainly win, but I'm not going to play him because of the price.
Okay.
So, guys, I am playing. I did bet. I went back to the Cantlay well. Comes in to win without good form.
No.
But, guys, if he would have been, like, let's say he was top 10 at the Masters, he'd be the favorite in this tournament right now. So he's played here three times, finished third, seventh, and third.
Pretty good.
He's going to get back on track, so I played Cantlay. I was on Berger last week. I'm on Berger again. His last three times here, he was 72nd, 33rd, and then third. Scores really well in short par fours. He's going to birdie the par fives, and he's a positive Bermuda putter. Number one guy in my model this week, guys, Paul Casey.
Oh, Englishman. Boy.
He's 26-1 or so in that range. First in par four scoring from 400 to 450 yards. First in wedges from 150 to 200 yards. Comes in with terrific form. He had a top 30 at the Masters and four straight top 10s before that. Oof. Finished 18th here 3 years ago. We know he can get it done. Now he may just have to put it all together. Paul Casey, let's get it. And then lastly, in the middle range, Abe Anser, great at number two in my model. Finished second here last year. Irons have been running hot. Last 10 straight tournaments, he's gained with his irons. His approach game is fantastic. The issue has been his putter was letting him down for a while. He's been positive in his last few events with his putter. Abe Anser, 30-1 or so, another guy I like.
Well, Abe needs to fucking remember not to ground his club in the bunker, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. How was that? That was so random, too. That was, like, really...
Mickey
like,
Mouse.
It was fucking
that
Mickey
was very
Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Hey, how was is the Circa as beautiful as it looks?
Dude, Circa, it's incredible, man. I mean, three-story sportsbook. How can you go wrong with that? You know, 100, probably the coolest pool in Vegas. 100-foot TV, you guys saw it when I was there.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And, you know, it's getting to be back. Plus, Fremont Street downtown is just cool. You can walk to all kinds of different places. You can zip line over the street, and it's the best people watching in America. I mean, it is it's a freak show down there sometimes, boys. It's interesting.
Absolute best.
I think Hamadan's going to have to
we're going to go to Circa
for a week out there. I think that's probably what we're going to have to do. Do you have anyone? So here's a question that I always have. Your DFS plays are not always the same as your plays that you like for the week. Why is that? And who do you like in DFS? And for those that don't know, that's daily fantasy sports. You could build a lineup on FanDuel, enter contests, just like, you know, fantasy football stuff like that.
That's a great question. That's a really good point. Really, what you're looking for in DFS is guys who you may not think are going to win, but who are underpriced relative to their expected outcome. I'll give you – so in DFS this week, my top DFS play is Paul Casey.
Okay.
He's relatively inexpensive relative to his value. I'll tell you what's really interesting this week, guys, and there's a big disparity between his betting odds and his DFS price.
Uh-huh.
His DFS price is too high. His betting odds, I think, are too high, too. So they're reverse correlated there. That's Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh,
he's 50-1. He's 50-1. I found him at 50-1 for a guy who grades at number 6 in my model. I'm not a Tommy Fleetwood guy. I'm not.
Why?
But 50-1. He always seems to fall apart, but I mean, he's 50-1, and he's usually overpriced. Uh-huh. Like usually Fleetwood would be in the 23, 25-1 range, 30-1 range in a tournament like this. And normally, I just kind of glaze over him. I'm like looking down the leaderboard. I see Tommy Fleetwood at 50-1. It jumped out at me. He's priced too high on DFS, but as a bet, he's good. Good value DFS this week. Patton Kizzire is a guy.
Okay.
I'm not betting, but I'm playing in DFS because he's inexpensive relative to his expected outcome. And this one, guys, here's the bomb. Jim freaking Herman.
Jim Hermy.
Jim Hermy Herman. I bet him at, you can find him over, last I looked, over 300-1 on FanDuel. You can find him better than 10-1, top 20. He's burned into my brain because he won the Wyndham last year when I had Billy Horschel at 35-1. He beat out Billy Horschel. And what's interesting is where he won was the Wyndham. The Wyndham and Harbortown are the two web courses. So if he won at a web course last year, he finished 33rd last time he played here. And the thing about Jim Herman is he's a great ball striker, and he hits these line drives like 5 feet off the ground.
A real Tiger Stinger.
Yeah, he does hit the Tiger Stingers. And if you watch it, you're like, how is that thing? It's incredible, these shots he hits. And he hits them, and it's going to get windy. Very possibly it could get windy this week. If it gets windy and Hermie needs to hit those low stingers, you could do a lot worse than 300-1. 10 bucks and Jim Herman, 300-1. Let's go.
Yeah, it does get windy down at Hilton Head sometimes. You get Jim Herman on FanDuel plus 31,000. So 310-1. That's who you were talking about earlier as your long shot with the little tease.
You bet. Yeah, that's why I like. He's entertaining guy. I joked about the Masters. I said he's either first or last that we know on Saturday if he's going to be in it or not. And he saw my tweet and put up the Ricky Bobby. You're either first or last. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. He's
legend.
Doesn't take himself too seriously. I like Hermie and easy guy to root for. It. Listen, top 20 play at 10-1 or better. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to fucking take that. We can't thank you enough. You could find Jeff at CutMakerPod.
You got it. At CutMakerPod and at CutMakerJeff.
And tell them how to subscribe to your texting service.
Yeah, guys, just send us a it's 855 Golf Pod and just text the word golf. You'll get a link to the site to sign up. It's very inexpensive price of a pizza a weekend. You guys see it. We put a ton of work in.
Yeah. It's a wealth of knowledge. Wealth of golf knowledge.
It is. It's fun. And thank you for that. And the live is the value, guys, right? Getting the live plays, getting the in action stuff. It's tough to predict these things pre-tournament. We do the best we can. We do pretty well. But, man, when you can make adjustments live, that's where the money can be made.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Good info there. So, Jim Herman, you could go top 40 at plus 360.
Plus
360 to be top 40.
For the Big Herm?
Yeah. Plus 600 to be top 30.
I'll take the plus 600 on the Big Herm. Seems like
plus 30 or top 30.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
Fucking top 20s. Let's see here. What's Herman got top 20? Plus 1,000.
I mean, it's time to bring Jota on, please. We need goals. We got 33 minutes to get to.
Liverpool and Real 0-0 in the 58th. Dortmund and Man City 1-1 in the 60th.
Penalty, of course. There he is. Get him on. Get him on.
Let's update baseball real quick. I think it's still 3-2 Boston, top 6.
Yep.
Yeah, we would have won that top 5 or that first 5. Just want everyone to know that. We would have won that first 5.
Hey, Evaldi, man, he's back. If he's healthy, man, he's fucking throws gas.
The reason why we took Boston, Evaldi has only given up 2 earned runs to start the season, and the Red Sox have the number 1 batting average versus right-hand pitchers. And Kenta Maeda is a good pitcher, but
I mean, his ERA, it was 2.61, but he had given up 13 hits in 10 innings pitched, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, you're going to get Boston as a plus 125 money line there. We're going to fucking take it.
I took him money line. I took him plus 1.5 this morning. How about
the fucking Marlins coming home as a plus 180 dog yesterday?
Yeah, what'd they put up? 8 in the first 5?
They were fucking raking, dude. You want to go through the rest of our picks today?
Sure.
For baseball?
Yeah.
Are you here? Are you able to do it?
Feels as if, yeah.
Feels as if. You got anything for the second Boston-Minnesota game?
No, I would lean... I wouldn't bet against the Red Sox. That's not what I do. But yeah. I would lean taking Twins first 5. Well, there is no first 5.
No, so. It's full game.
No, thank you. I would take Berrios over Erod. I mean, Erod didn't look great.
But we're not going to.
Yeah, I'm good.
San Diego is still in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Coming off that fucking weird, weird game yesterday. Weird, weird game. Obviously, they're huge favorites. I'm trying to get the updated number for you here.
I tweeted this out. -205. I tweeted this out this morning.
What was it this morning?
The first 5 opened at minus 140.
For the Padres.
Yeah. I don't know what it's at
right now. It's minus 210.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
You got to jump on it.
Jump on the early lines. Musgrove, obviously, is coming off no hitter. He hasn't given up a run this year going against Tyler Anderson. I thought about taking the Padres because I saw him at that minus 140 this morning, too. I just want to see what Musgrove does off of a no-hitter. You never know. Plus, playing his old team, you never know what's going to happen there, so I'm going to stay away from this one. You, too?
No, no, no.
You're going Musgrove?
Yeah.
You got him first 5, minus 140?
Yeah, I would take... I'd even take him now at minus a half, Tony.
What's that at, do you know?
Hold on.
I have it up. First half, run line, minus a half is minus 128.
Yeah, I would take that for sure.
Okay. Next game we have... Seattle at Baltimore, Justin Dunn and Matt Harvey. I can't get a read on these two pitchers. Justin Dunn actually he only gave up one hit, but he walked 8, I believe.
8?
In his first start. Let me see if I remember that correctly from this morning. He went 4.2 innings pitched, 1 hit, 3 earned runs, 8 walks. Not going to take a guy who walked 8 in his last game.
Yeah, I mean...
And I'm not taking Harvey ever.
Yeah, I bet Orioles Mariners yesterday. That's enough for me for the rest of the season, betting those two teams playing.
We lost them first 5 in the first game. Fucking meansy jeansies.
That was full game. Went to extras.
Oh, yeah, because they tied it.
Yeah, and then...
And they lost in extras.
Mean John Means. Sheffield pitched well, though.
He did. Justice did pitch pretty well, just like you said he would.
Very well.
7-10 game. I'm going to make a play here. Before I say this, I'm not fucking huge on it.
You're not going against my guy again, are you?
I'm going against Lance McCullers.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I am taking Detroit. Now, this didn't last long this morning. I don't know if this was an error at FanDuel or not, but you could get Detroit plus 1.5 first five, minus 140 versus Houston. Houston is on a skid. I think they've lost four in a row, maybe.
They're struggling.
Four or five. And Fulmer has pitched well. Fulmer is 2.57 ERA so far this season. It's his first start, though. He did go four innings in his last appearance and gave up one earned run. It is his first start this season, though. He has started in the past, so I was...
Good when he first came in the league. Last year, he struggled, but...
I'm a little weary about that, and I don't have it in front of me, but I believe Houston... let me see here. Houston against right-handed pitchers. Let me see if I still have that up. Now, if you want to see teams, how they are batting against right or left-handed pitchers, we've talked about this before, fangraphs.com. Houston is number 20 in the league versus right-handed pitchers. Detroit is number 13, so they actually have the batting advantage here. Houston probably has the pitching advantage with McCullers, but plus 1.5 at minus 140 is where I got it this morning. Let me see where you guys can get it right now and see if I would still take it. Detroit and Houston, Michael Fulmer.
I've never seen plus 1.5 for a first five. I
thought we had it last week with somebody.
I think you did mention that. I can't remember.
No, you could still get it, plus 1.5, minus 144. Plus 1.5 is a lot for the first five. In the
first
games.
Five, yeah.
I mean, if it was like some fucking slapdick out there pitching, yeah, I get on against McCullers, but Fulmer's been decent. So we're going to, not saying I love this play, but we're going to roll it out there today. We're going to roll the ball out and see what happens. Okay.
Fair play.
What else we got here? I assume you're not touching that one.
No, thank you.
Phillies at Mets, yeah. Zach Wheeler and David Peterson. Wheeler's the better. Yeah. I was leaning Philly here. But for some reason, I just didn't go with it. Are you going?
Yeah, I'm taking Philly's first five, Tony.
Because of Zach Wheeler?
Yeah, I mean, this Peterson bum has a 13.5 ERA, six earned and four innings pitched. Wheeler, 14 Ks and 11 and two-thirds, three earned runs in two games. I mean, yeah, I like the Phillies here.
A team that we talked about earlier, I was leaning Phillies. I'm not going to take it, but I like the side that you're on. Texas at Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
Kohei Arihara versus Josh Fleming. I'm going to make a play on this game. Don't love this one too, but I like Josh Fleming better than Arihara. Josh Fleming had a 2.78 ERA last year in his first season for Tampa. He's going against the Rangers, who are number 26 versus left-handed pitching. So the Rangers are down there. Josh Fleming had a good first season, 2.78 ERA. And then Arihara is going for Texas. He's a rookie. 5.73 ERA so far in his rookie season. I'm taking the pitching matchup here that I think is better. The Rays -0.5. I got to go -0.5 on it, which I don't love. -130. Yeah,
that's tough. Sometimes you got to do it, though.
Sometimes you got to do it. Nick Niedert versus Chuck Morton. Marlins in Atlanta. I've been on the Marlins the first two games of this series, and they've come home, but I'm not doing it against fucking Chuck Morton with Nick Niedert. Are you taking Chucky?
Fucking every fucking time Chucky ball game is on the bump, I am taking him. Braves first five money line.
Cleveland at Chicago, 8-10.
This is a tough one.
We have never been more right about fucking Giolito and Bieber going yesterday. I mean, that under could have been half a run. It would have come.
You know what? That game is something I miss about old school baseball when it was just two aces went out there.
That was the best.
And they went until their fucking arms fell off.
It was 0-0 in the ninth, and then they put a runner on second in the tenth, and it was like, all right, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, so that was a throwback for sure. That was cool to see. And instead of fucking getting the bullpen in the fourth inning.
I am going to take this. I'm taking Cleveland +0.5, five, minus 140 versus the White Sox. The White Sox are number 24 in the league versus right-handed pitching. Zach Plesac is going for Cleveland, has a 1.38 ERA this season, 2.28 last season. Zach Plesac's a good pitcher to be getting half a run in the first five. Carlos Rodon, he had a really good first start with five innings pitched, two hits, zero earned runs. Cleveland's bats are actually better than the White Sox in this situation. I thought about taking the under, same as last night with this game, but it was 4.5 and it was juiced at minus 168.
This is another game, Tony, where I would just take whoever was getting the half.
Yeah.
You know, I think these are both very good pitchers, so I would lean taking the half run there.
Let me see if this under is still at 4.5 and juiced like a motherfucker. 168 was the under.
Yeah, 4.5 is high though.
For this,
now,
yeah.
Now it seems like it's, with these 3.5s like that, if Bieber and Giolito face off again, that will be under three first five.
It's still at 4.5 minus 170.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to take because it's minus 170, but if you can find an alternate run line maybe with that 3.5,
yep.
something to think about there. I might start diving into these first innings, no run first inning maybe with these good pitchers. So, yeah.
Wouldn't have worked, though, last night in San Fran, I'll tell you that much.
They really settled down, though, after the first. It was 4-4 after the first, and then I think there was...
What did it end, 6-5?
Yeah, there wasn't much scoring after the first. The first was wild.
Yeah, it was.
But we had the Reds. We were good
plus
there.
Plus a half, yeah.
You got anything for the late game, Rockies and Dodgers?
Ah! Finish that! No, sorry, Tony, I don't. Fuck! It's wide open, dude. God!
Who was it? Who missed it?
Salah.
Mo.
He let it settle. He just let guys get... I mean... We're running out of 23 minutes left here, Tony. Fuck.
You need two.
This is all we have left to play for. This
is second. Real parking the bus?
Not really. We got to get in top four. Fuck. It's just not happening.
All right, let's go over our baseball picks one more time.
God.
Those games already happened. All right, so what we have left. I'm taking Detroit plus 1.5, minus 140, first five versus Houston. I'm taking the Rays first five, minus 1.5, minus 130 versus Texas. If I'm being honest, I don't love those two games. So if you're betting with me tonight, maybe don't go as big as you normally do. And then Cleveland plus 1.5, first five, minus 142 versus the White Sox. I like Plesac in the matchup tonight.
Yep.
What do you got going for baseball tonight?
Padres first five,
mm-hmm.
Phillies first five,
mm-hmm.
Braves first five, and then I will take the Indians plus 1.5, first five with you there, Tone.
All right, awesome.
The Reds-Giants matchup is interesting to me, too.
Is that tonight?
Yeah. Cueto.
Oh, I forgot all about that. It started.
Oh,
that's
has
why.
It started?
Yeah. It's 0-0 top four.
See, this was another one that I would say
take
the plus 1.5. I mean, there is some...
Cueto's fucking...
There are so many good pitching matchups, man. Like
Cueto's on back-to-back good outings, good starts.
Yeah.
All right, so that game's 0-0 top four.
Like that.
That's my bad. That's why I missed it. Did he score?
We're all over him, dude. We can't fucking finish.
Sox are up 3-2 going into the seventh.
They bringing in Barnsey?
Let's see here. I don't know. It hasn't updated yet. All right.
Is Eovaldi still going? Did he go six?
Let me see here. Eovaldi, no, he went five.
Who came in?
Fucking Hernandez.
He pitched the six?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mitt.
Yeah.
Had a baby, Mitt.
How you doing back there, pal?
Doing pretty good, Tony. How you doing?
How'd you do last night?
I had a 5-2 day.
Woo!
Five wins. I missed the Lakers over, and then me and you both missed that under that we should have fucking dude. Hit.
That was fucking bullshit. That's
Suns and Clippers were absolute locks, though, Mitt.
Clippers are... All right, so let's talk about that game real quick. I think Kawhi's out again. I'm not positive, but Clippers are only minus 3 versus Detroit. You see that, Mitt?
Yeah, it opened at like 7 or 8, and then I have no clue why it went down.
Someone's got to be out.
But, I mean, Paul George had like 30-something last night, so like they're just going to keep rolling. It is a back-to-back, and like it's a road trip, but it's the Detroit Pistons, and it's the LA Clippers.
The Clippers, I actually have a trend here, or I think it's a trend. 9-1 with no rest for the Clippers this season.
They are pretty good. And I don't think they need Kawhi to beat Detroit Pistons.
No,
by
they shouldn't
three.
Need fucking... Let me see. I'm going to Google Kawhi right now and see if he's out. Getting nothing. I'm getting absolutely nothing right now.
From what I saw, Kawhi was still out. But Paul George is playing. It doesn't make any sense, though.
The line is 3. It started at 10.5. And for that reason, I'm going to stay away from it because I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
And for that reason, I'm going to take it and hammer it.
Don't overthink it, Mitt.
Scared money don't make money, Mitt. That's what you're fucking best, dude.
Young man.
You're taking Clippers minus 3?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm taking Spurs minus 3.5.
Ooh, I stayed away from that, Tony. That did scare me.
Why?
I get scared betting on the Spurs. I bet on them twice and they lost.
I get that. That happens. You all right, pal, over there? What's going on?
What's that?
What's going on?
Oh, we're into the diving, rolling around stage of the match.
Lowry's out, Gary Trent Jr.'s out, and Van Vliet's out.
All right, never mind. Give me the Spurs.
Gary Trent's out?
Five yeah. and a half.
What's he out for?
I don't know.
Scoring too many points?
But I mean, besides that, Spurs are 7-1 in their last ATS. These are all ATS. Spurs are 7-1 ATS in their last eight road games, 6-1 ATS in the last seven road games as a favorite, 5-1 ATS in their last six road games versus a team with a losing home record, 4-1 ATS in their last five games versus a team with a losing record. And then the Raptors, 1-5 ATS in the last six, 1-5 ATS in the last six is a dog, 1-6 in their last seven games versus a team with a winning road record, 0-4 ATS in the last four is a dog, 0-5 in their last five playing on 0 days rest, which they are, and then 0-4 ATS in their last four home games. So I'm taking the fucking Spurs minus the 3.5 here. And you're jumping on with me, Poe?
I am 100% jumping on that. I mean, the Raptors stink, and I also just did not know that all three, Trent, Lowry, and Van Fleet were going to be out. I thought it was just Lowry.
No, I saw that earlier. And then the last thing I'm taking today, with Durant and Harden out, I believe Kyrie's playing, Nets and 76ers. I'm taking the under there.
I am taking Brooklyn plus 8.5. I saw it, and I saw KD was out. I still think Kyrie's going to go in there, having himself a night, at least Kyrie, make it a game. Joe Harris.
When's Harden back?
He should.
Probably soon.
Yeah, he should.
Dinwiddie might come back too, they said.
I thought he was going to come back. He's looking like playoffs. It kind of seems like they're just kind of gearing this team towards the playoffs. Like, let KD have his rest days. Blake Griffin got to get healthy. And same thing with James Harden.
There's a billion under trends for this game. I think it's a 225. I could read them off to you, but just trust me, there's like 13 under trends for this game. So I'm just going to go with under 225 for Nets and Sixers. Mitts on the Nets. You got anything else tonight?
Yeah, staying with over-unders. I like the over of the Charlotte-Cleveland game. I got it at 212. I think it's around there, 213 maybe. I have no clue why this game is this low. Looking at both the teams, I think Charlotte might be on a – or no, sorry, Cleveland is on a 5-0 over trend. Uh-huh. They've been letting up about 120 a game. Like, I just didn't really see any reason why this was this low.
Okay.
And also Charlotte minus, I think, 3 or 5. Take them all the way up to 6. Charlotte minus 3.5. Cleveland stinks. Charlotte's actually kind of good.
Okay, Mitt.
Hi, baby Mitt.
Hi, baby Mitt. I wanted to talk NFL draft real quick. We're gonna have former, he's still part of Hammer Down during football season, Michael Lombardi. We're going to have him on either next week or the week after to talk draft props and stuff like that. Beautiful. He made a fucking bunch of money last year for us. One real quickly for the quarterbacks. This morning, Mac Jones was at, because I tweeted it out. This morning, Mac Jones was at
minus 270.
Minus 270. And Justin Fields was plus 200. Now, Justin Fields had his second pro day today, and the line has come down quite a bit. Mac Jones is now minus 190, and Justin Fields is plus 160. I assume the line's going to keep moving in those directions where if Mac Jones and Justin Fields are going to get shorter. So if you like Justin Fields potentially to go number 3 overall to the Niners, take him now, get as much money as you can. And if you think Mac Jones is going to go number 3 overall to the Niners, maybe wait a little bit because that number may come closer to 150 or something like that. Who knows, come draft night. So that was just something to look at as far as the draft. And if you really like fucking Justin Fields, you can get him plus 1,200 to go number 2 to the Jets.
I like that.
Zach Wilson's minus 3,000. But if you get Justin Fields at plus 1,200, the Jets were at the pro day today, right?
Yep.
So some plus 1,200, you want to sprinkle a little bit. Is that where you're...
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Let me text.
10-15.
Huh?
I'd put like 10-15. I really like the Trey Lance 3 overall plus 470.
Trey Lance 3 overall plus 470?
Yeah, Trey Lance to the 49ers. I keep hearing all these... like Dan Orlovsky said it. Someone said it shit, someone just also that just came on said it. People just really like Trey Lance. Uh-huh. It seems like he works hard. People in San Francisco kind of aren't really talking. So
if they're keeping Jimmy G and it's going to be a redshirt year, you can then take Trey Lance in that situation. Pal, 0-0 in the 77th.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
Dude, Man City went up 2-1 over Dortmund.
Fuck, dude.
It's all right, dude.
Hey. It's Anfield, like, just if there was fans there, like, this is what, you know what I mean? This is one of those Anfield nights. If this place was fucking cranked.
Next season, full stadiums, okay? Okay. We'll be all right.
Pubs are back open in England. Fill the fucking stadiums,
fill the dude. Fucking stadiums, dude. Trust me, I'm with you here. I've been fucking tooting the fill the stadiums horn for the last fucking 6 months.
Man City's up 2-1.
I know. I said that.
Man City's going to fucking win this thing, aren't they?
Well, they've been a fucking wagon for the last 4 months.
Fuck.
Odds boost real quick this week, or tonight. Pete Alonso or Bryce Harper to hit a home run.
What's it at?
Plus 200.
Sure, why not? You like dingers? You like money?
That doesn't count as Gumpy taking this bet, by the way. Whoever's keeping track. He just said, sure, why not? He's not actually going to make that.
I mean, what are we talking? We're talking about dingers and money? Sign me up,
I got a
dude.
PGA Tour boost here that I should have asked fucking...
Hamadan?
Should have asked fucking Cutmaker about DJ Colin Morikawa and Will Zalatoris to make the cut.
Zalatoris
has made every fucking cut this year, so DJ probably bounces back, right?
You'd have to think.
Morikawa? Yeah, we'll see. Foxy is not here.
Nope.
So we welcome in Nikki Skates.
That's a shame. No Fox.
It is a shame. I can tell you who you'd take tonight. Hold on. Let me look at the NBA schedule. Let's see who is a national TV game. Brooklyn at Philly. There's injury, so he's not taking that. Dallas and Memphis. He's taking Dallas.
Yep.
I like the Mavs, though.
Foxy would have taken the Mavs tonight.
100%. For that reason, I actually did not take the Mavs.
Because you knew he was going to.
Expect a tweet coming out from Foxy.
Come on, lads.
This is us predicting what Foxy's going to do.
Yeah.
Potentially taking the Mavs, maybe. You had a good night last night, right?
No, did not.
Oh, what?
3-5.
2 nights ago.
2 nights ago was great. Last night, not so much. We flew a little too close to the sun, got a little too cocky. You know how it is. We come back, we fucking grind our teeth,
wagons,
we bear it, and we pick ourselves
back. Well, shout out you, though, because I know you're a champion of truth, though. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, the one that we really wanted, we got, which was the over in the Philly-Washington game.
That's all we needed.
Felt good about that.
That's all we needed.
The two puck line games I picked both went to overtime.
All got burned by the 60-minuter?
Yeah. I mean, the Bruins have to go to the shootout. They're $3 favorites to beat Buffalo and have to go to the shootout. No, Taylor Hall did not score.
He's a piece of shit.
Well, he was tired from all that driving.
Well, the Bruins fucking stink.
You know, everywhere he's been, he's had to be the guy.
How's your Stars doing, by the way?
What's that?
How's your Stars doing this year?
Not great.
Okay.
Yeah, they're slipping. It's all right.
It's baseball season.
It's all right.
Not a huge slate tonight in the NHL.
No, but there's still some plays.
I love that you just go out there and you fucking put your nose to the grindstone. Find value.
We got to. Speaking of value, I like the Ducks tonight.
The Miami Ducks?
The mighty. No longer so mighty. They dropped it. Tried to get a more mature, professional adult team. Anaheim plus 150. They're playing the Sharks. They beat them the last two times they played them. The Sharks are starting some guy.
Loves the Sharks.
The Sharks stink?
The Sharks are starting some guy no one in the continental United States has heard of in goal.
Is fucking Johnny Pittsburgh Gibson going for the Ducks?
No, it's their backup Stolarz, but I still at plus 150, I think there's good value there. And at the over 5.5, I like as well. Okay. Total's gone over in 5 of San Jose's last 7 games at home.
Okay, just
so
the over there, minus,
you know, two goalies who aren't marquee matchup.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's count on some goals.
Fucking Dickie Van Dyke's in the net for Sharks.
Yeah, I don't even know who it is, to be honest.
I know.
Corner?
DVD?
Corner with a K. Cornar? I don't know. Regardless, the next game, I like Vegas. Obviously, heavy favorites, so you can go puck line or you can go 60-minute reg here. And
Vegas is a wagon, huh?
Yeah. One of the best teams in the league. Also, like the over with Vegas at 5.5. Total's gone over in five of Vegas's last six when playing on the road against the Kings. Vegas is 4-1 straight up in their last five. They should dog walk the Kings.
Okay.
I like St. Louis. I like the Blues to upset the Avalanche.
Ooh.
This is kind of a their due situation. I know you guys love their dues.
I was listening to a show this morning, and they were talking about this situation, too, where the Blues are kind of getting hot, and these Avalanche lines are so big now because the Avalanche are so good. Like, take a shot at the Blues.
That is purely what we're doing here. We're taking a shot because Colorado, look, Colorado 8-1 straight up in their last nine games. They're 6-1 straight up in the last seven when playing St. Louis. However, my friend, you dig a little deeper. St. Louis is 9-1 straight up in the last 10 when playing Colorado at home. So we're counting on a big Blues win at home. They need it. They're battling for that playoff spot. Colorado's... they're comfortable, right? They're one of the best teams in the league. They can basically put it on cruise control the rest of the year if they want to. And then finally, Montreal. This one's tough. I'm going Montreal and the under 5.5. They're playing the Flames, who played last night.
Calgary stinks too, right?
They beat the Leafs last night. And
fucking Sutter rallying the boys.
They've won two in a row. Listen, they're not... they've won two in a row.
It's got running lines again.
I just don't see it. I don't see them getting three in a row. Jake Allen's in that for Montreal. That's a good sign. Total's gone under in five of Calgary's last five on the road. Under in four of Calgary's last five when playing Montreal. So we'll play to the trend there.
Okay, so you're going Montreal in the under.
Montreal in the under.
Taking a shot on the Blues with the value. Plus
taking a shot.
Knights.
Got the Knights. Any way you want to run it. Money line, puck line, regulation, wherever you feel comfortable.
And then the Ducks as a puppy.
And then the
over
the
that
dog,
game.
The doggy Ducks and the over.
The doggy dog Miami Anaheim Ducks, mighty Miami Ducks over and the over 5.5. You all right over there, Paul? Liverpool season's coming to an end.
7 minutes.
It's tough, yeah. You know, I heard you talking about Anfield. You know, you can't do it without the support.
I know.
Without the lads.
This team is supposed to
never walk alone, and they're out there walking alone.
It's tough.
I did see the fucking Anfield Liverpool supporters, though, fucking absolutely destroy Real Madrid's bus, though. So
That probably wasn't them, no. Random people, I'm sure.
Just a couple of randos.
How come all your favorite teams stink this year?
That's because
every single one of them
has been my life, dude. Like, if the Red Sox didn't, like, think about the Red Sox, if they didn't reverse the curse in 2004, Liverpool hadn't won the league in 20 years.
Listen, I know history says, I'm specifically talking about this year.
30 years.
Stars actually were in the cup final last year. Every one of your teams this year stinks. And I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm a lad of the lads. I love the Reds.
No, dude, the Dolphins made the playoffs. Oh, no, wait, they didn't. That is 100% my fault.
Mitt.
What kind of operation are we running?
Don't worry, Gumpy.
We have an update. Mitt, I don't know if you're still going to take or not. Kawhi and Paul George both out.
Fuck.
Matt Barnes just walked the first batter in the bottom of the seventh.
For the fucking Sox?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Dude, it's the Pistons. I'm still on the Clippers. Fuck that. I don't care.
Kawhi's out?
Yeah.
And Paul George.
That makes sense why the line has moved all the way to three. That would make quite a sense. I mean, like, it doesn't matter. It's
give the Rock to Boogie Cousins, dude.
Let me ask the chat real quick. You guys still on the Clippers tonight with Kawhi and Paul George out? Let's see. Answer the question.
I would love to know what the chat is doing because I'll say in a little bit.
Thanks, Nick. Did he just walk out?
Yeah, he left.
Okay.
Thanks, Nick.
My baby Nick.
Billy Tubes, don't fucking type for this show, Bill. See, we're like 45 seconds behind on the chat, so this is going to be tough to do it this way. Maybe we'll start taking questions from the chat.
That's not a bad idea.
Because the phone line situation, we're still working on. But if we could get questions from the chat, something to think about.
It is a lot harder to get a phone line than we would have thought, but...
So it seems like everyone in the chat has a different opinion. So, Mitt, what are you doing with the Clippers tonight? You're staying on it.
I already placed the bet. So yeah, I'm staying on it. Yeah, I have to.
Tony, you should get a Discord.
I don't know what that is, Bill.
Discord stinks.
You get a fucking Discord, dude. 87th minute, Liverpool and Real 0-0. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Do you wanna say anything or
no?
You already said your piece.
Let it run.
We can't thank you guys enough. Big MLB guest tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Thursday?
Yeah. What time? What time?
I don't know. 4:05.
4:05. Just kick it off with baseball.
Fine by me.
Former MLB player.
World Series champion, actually.
Former player and World Series champion on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Talk a little fucking who's toeing the rubber.
Yeah.
Can't wait. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, same time, same place, at HammerDon on Twitter and Instagram. Fuck, just realized I forgot to put out the tweet for the rollover today. Shut up, Bill.
Have a baby, Bill.
I think we're at 1,500.
We are.
Hashtag FanDuel HammerDon rollover 1,500.
Send us your winners.
Send us your winners, 10 of them. Fucking type them out. I'll put out the tweet right fucking now. I apologize.
Tony, what kind of giveaway are you doing for your 10,000 YouTube subs?
Well, we already got there, Bill. Dude, you have to give to incentive.
20,000.
So we'll give something out for 15K.
20.
Let's make the goal. Let's make a shorter goal. 15K.
You're giving away HammerDon shirts.
We got to get HammerDon shirts. New first. Ones. New HammerDon shirts. We got a couple ideas in the hopper.
Some good ones. Don't give away that hat.
What are you looking at?
Don't give away that away fucking hat. Thinking
about giving away a Stetson.
Thinking about giving away a Stetson. No, we'll give away. By the end of the week, I will come up with a giveaway for when we get to 15K on YouTube for one of the subscribers. Maybe we'll give a fucking. Maybe I'll talk to FanDuel, see if they'll give a gift certificate to FanDuel.
Or like a FanDuel hoodie.
Ooh, those are nice.
Actually. We got one of those.
We should do a FanDuel HammerDon hoodie collab.
Yeah, well, we got a FanDuel one to send to somebody when we get to 20,000.
Okay, 15,000.
17,000.
See you guys tomorrow, 4 o'clock right here. Hammer.